they were throwing Avishai down the steps. They were actually throwing his dead body down a staircase. Yehudah stood upstairs, holding Avishai by the waist, with his upper body slumped to the floor.
"Should I hold him up?"
Amos asked.
"I don't think it matters, as long as it's from a standing position, don't you think?"
Yehudah said.
"All right. So do I just throw him? Push him? I don't know how to do this,"
Yehudah admitted.
"Just let go. Take your hands off his waist and let him fall however he falls, naturally." "Right, because this is all so natural."
"Go on," Amos urged.
"Wait a second. It's not as easy as it looks."
Zohara thought of offering to wait outside or in another room. She wasn't contributing anything here anyway, and Avishai didn't need a welcoming line at the bottom. So she just took a few steps back to give him space to fall. Yehudah said,
"I'm letting go."
And after a long moment, he dropped Avishai and quickly put his hands against his own body, fists clenched against his stomach. Avishai tumbled face first and stopped, upside down, his legs at the top of the stairs and his head in the middle.
"Well, pull him,"
Yehudah said. And before Zohara could say anything, Amos kicked at Avishai's feet, then prodded them a little to the right with his shoe, as if trying to wake the body from its slumber. But instead of falling farther down the steps, Avishai's head got pushed up against the banister, his face and neck peculiarly stretched. His back was arched, and he was hanging on the staircase like an elderly rubber boy. Zohara looked at Avishai sprawled there, looking ridiculous, bruised, peeled, unburied. To honor him, that's what they'd wanted. She asked herself if he deserved this. And she replied to herself that he did.